Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, he recruited Ike Reese when he was coaching at Cincinnati. He coached Ike Reese for many years when he was a coordinator and a coach for the Eagles. And now he's a Super Bowl champion and he's doing a great job with the Baltimore Ravens. John Harbaugh joins us, head coach of the Ravens. What's up, John?
Hey, great to be with you guys. Appreciate it. Also, my man Ike, we go back a long way, so it's always a pleasure.
We do, Coach. And I'm going to wait for to give my thanks to you after we do the interview, so therefore we don't get sidetracked talking about this big game coming up Sunday. But let me start by asking you about your team this season. Obviously a tough loss last year in the playoffs after having a great regular season. But you and your squad seem to have bounced back off to a 4-1 start. Just give us a little thumbnail on how things have gone for you and your squad here in the first 5 weeks of the season.
Probably like everybody, you know, we just have so many things to work on. I really appreciate our guys. I really love our guys. I mean, they love football, a bunch of guys that want to come to work every day. They're good on the field, they're good in the weight room, they're good in the meeting room. You know very well. Those are the kind of guys that fit in with us and I love the guys, but we just trying to improve every single week. We've got things to work on, all going back to last year, and we didn't play that great against the Chiefs, so we're just trying to improve a little bit every day.
So, John, what's the secret this year? We were just looking on Pro Football Talk here, and the Patriots apparently have another positive test. What has been your strategy, and what is really the message to your players, everybody staying healthy and staying safe so you guys can play games?
Right. Well, I don't want to say just keeping your fingers crossed, but I do think there is a lot of that to it. You know, I'm sure that luck plays into it to some degree, but because, you know, you can't control everything outside. And at any point in time, a family member or somebody you come, you know, cross paths with in the real world, you know, that could be a factor. But once you try to minimize it in the building, our guys have done a great job. I mean, they go home, you know, they haven't exposed themselves in any way inappropriately, you know, as far as being out where they shouldn't. So I really appreciate that because I do think it's important to them. And then just in the building, really try to follow the protocols. I mean, ever since it started, we've had masks on coaches in meetings. And it's not fun, you know, coaching through a mask in a meeting to a whole room full of football players. But we decided to do it because it's out of respect for the players and out of respect for trying to stay healthy. So we've been okay so far, but we also understand it's day-to-day, and we're hoping for the best with that.
Yeah, Coach, we look at the Eagles, right, and you coached here for many, many years, obviously. And we're trying to figure out, you know, the identity of our football team here. Is, you know, something you could sort of hang your hat on as far as what you're going to get week in and week out. And one of the big reasons why your team, that organization, that franchise is well respected around the NFL because it has an identity. There's a toughness to the way your teams play, and it was that way prior to you even coming there as the head coach. But you guys seem to draft guys that fit into that philosophy in the way that you want to play. Can you tell us a little bit of the importance that you put into that of trying to identify guys that fit into the Baltimore Raven way of playing?
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I feel like it's that way in Philadelphia too, having been there and knowing the people there, and when we were there together. But you know, we look for the what we call Ravens. You know, we look for guys that we feel are Ravens that look at the game, you know, the way that in a way that will fit in. You know, one of the first things my dad always talks about is that when you go into something new, you've got to find a way to fit in. You know, to make to make your way so you're accepted in the new environment. You know, so guys here, they got to like football, they got to want to lift weights, they got to want to practice hard. You know, they got to be attentive in meetings. Just football players, you know, that and being physical and tough, and then being disciplined. You know, those are things that I'd rather start out with guys like that than try to create that in somebody, and then we just kind of work from there.
When you think about or think back on your time of coaching here in Philadelphia, what are some of the things you remember that are like fond memories that you have about coaching here in this city in front of these fans and for the Eagles?
Yeah, it's just great. I mean, you know, the thing I love about Philly, you know, is they know their team, you know, and Ingrid and I used to always joke. I'll give you a quick story. So we always used to joke about whenever we'd go to the mall or go to dinner or something like that, or just get out and do something, always it would be like we'd get recognized one time. You know, one person would say, "Coach, you know, love those special teams." And it was always positive. It was always a great thing. It was never twice, and it was never none. It was always once. So we get the job down. And it's special teams. I mean, who recognizes a special teams coach except for Philly? So we were when I got the job here, we were down in the Inner Harbor. It was kind of like early summertime, okay, before the season started, and we're walking in the Inner Harbor. Nobody's saying a word. Nobody's recognizing their new head coach. And all of a sudden, I hear from behind, "Coach Harbaugh, Coach, how you?" I go, "Finally, someone recognized." I turn around, Ike. It was an Eagles fan. So, man, it's the greatest place, you know, for football and for sports and for coaching. You know, I always loved it. Just as you know, it's a great, great sports town.
Yep. John Harbaugh spent 10 years here in Philly as an assistant coach and special teams coordinator. Now in your 13th year as head coach at the Ravens, John, I can't believe it's been 13 years. You've done a great job. You have a young, talented, coming off an MVP season quarterback. And when you were nice enough to join us, you guys had the dual practice with the Eagles, I guess it was last year, during our conversation that we had, Ike had said to you that he wasn't entirely sure about Lamar Jackson. And you looked at him and you said, "You're wrong, and he's going to prove it." And boy, did he prove it last year.
He did.
Yeah, well, as far as the time, the days are long, but the years are short, right? You know, those years go flying by. But, Lamar's just a special guy, you know, and he's got a long way to go, too. He'll tell you, he'll be the first to tell you he wants to get better. He's a competitor. He works at it. He gets frustrated when he's not doing things exactly right. But that's what you love about him, you know. But he's just, I don't know, he's just different, you know. He's a football player. He's a football player. He can throw it. He can run it. You know, sometimes, you know, thinking a little bit differently about the definitions of whether it's football, whether it's positions in football or just in life, I think is a good thing, and I'm glad we did. And, I'm really excited about the future with this quarterback. He's a great kid, great young man.
Now, before you guys decided to draft him, right, and he was slipping in that draft, and we know he was the Heisman Trophy winner, and it was a surprise that he lasted as long as he did in that first round. But I'm just wondering, going into the thought process of selecting him, did you have the preconceived notion that, well, we're going to have to basically build an offense around him, do some things that he's comfortable with doing? It isn't sort of a conventional way to run an offense in the league, even though it's starting to become sort of that when you see the athletes at the quarterback position. But is that something you guys took into consideration when drafting Lamar?
You're exactly right, Ike. I mean, that's exactly what we did. You know, when we had the conversation in the draft meeting, you know, it came back around, and everybody had their opinions. And at the end, it basically was this. And really, as the head coach, you're the guy that's got to say it. And basically, the statement that I made was that we can do it with this guy, and we can build an offense for him and around him. We can build a team for him and around him. And it has to do with how you build your defense, your special teams, your run game, how you scheme everything up, just the type of, you know, the personality of the team, the identity, as you were talking about before. It has to be built around your quarterback. So we decided that in the long term, that would be the route we would go. We didn't know how long it would be because we still had Joe, but we knew that if we took him, that was the decision we were making, and we decided that we were all comfortable with that and we were excited about it.
Eagles on Sunday, your thoughts on them? It's been a little bit of a weird year, a weird start for the Eagles and Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz, but what are your thoughts on what you're going to be facing on Sunday?
Well, we're just very we're getting ready for, you know, a tough game. We got a lot of respect for the Eagles, for the coaching staff, for the players. I think they're tremendously talented. You start with that defensive line. It's incredible. I think Coach Schwartz does a great job with the defense. It's one of the most aggressive defenses in terms of how hard they play, the front getting upfield. They mix up their coverages. They get after you, you know, and that's something we're just going to have to deal with, the tempo. When we practiced there last year, the first day kind of, you know, we don't go against an upfield penetrating type of a front in practice every single day, and that kind of surprised us that first day in practice, and we tried to learn from that. So, and then offensively, you just never know what you're going to get. I mean, Carson Wentz is a great athlete, has a very strong arm, can hurt you with his feet, with his legs. You know, the running backs, I mean, Sanders, and these guys can take it to the house pretty much any time. They got a great tight end. You know, we know they've been banged up at wide receiver. They might get some guys back, but they find a young guy, you know, Fulgham.
Yeah.
Where's
yeah.
he come from? You know, I do remember him in the draft, and I will have to admit, I liked him, okay? A lot. Not everybody here did, just for the record, but turning around, looking back over my shoulder here. But just a really well-coached team. Coach Peterson does a great job of coaching. He's very creative, and that you really got to be on your P's and Q's with what you might get creativity-wise. So special teams play super hard. So we're looking forward to it. We're excited, and we know it's going to be a real, real hard-fought game.
Now, Coach John Harbaugh, we wish you luck, even though we don't necessarily all want to have you win on Sunday. But so we talked about the game. It is Ike Reese's birthday today, believe it or not. Happy birthday to Ike Reese. So as a coach, tell us an Ike Reese story. Tell us something about Ike Reese. You were obviously there when he was drafted, just a young man. You knew him when he was in high school. You know him as a man today. Tell us about Ike.
Well, I mean, Ike Reese is one of my, you know, I mean, I love Ike Reese. And we came in together. You know, we were both rookies in the National Football League together. And that was after. Now, I recruited Ike. I've been in his house, talked to his family, you know, and he committed to me. You know, he knows he did. He committed to me to come to UC to be
you
a Bearcat.
I did.
He wanted to stay home, and then he uncommitted and said he needed to get out of town. And you know what? I understood. I mean, and looking back on it, it was a great decision, Ike, that you made, no doubt. And you were right. You did, and what you made of yourself and everything. And then, but you know, God's got His way. So God, you know, Ike ran away from me one time, but I caught up with him in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And we had a great run. But you know, Ike, I don't know if you knew it or not, but Ike's got a little, you know, he's kind of a emotional guy. He's got a little flair. He can get emotional sometimes, right?
I didn't
get
no.
fired up.
I didn't know that. That's not Ike.
I know he comes across as a kind of even keel, calm guy.
Mild mannered, yeah.
Like his second or third game, we're running down there in kickoff. We used to have a rule that, you know, a touchback, you had to run into the end zone full speed. And Ike was usually the first one down the field doing that. So he runs into the end zone. I don't know who we were playing, Ike. Broncos or
Kansas
Cowboys.
City. It was Kansas City. I know exactly who you're talking about. Yep.
Okay. So the court. Oh, is it Dante Hall, probably, right?
No, it was Tamarick Vanover.
Okay, yeah, I remember it well. Tamarick Vanover. So Ike runs down there and just gives him a little love tap, you know, helmet to helmet, you know. It's flagged for 15, you know, and Coach Rhodes is just livid, man. He's irate. Ike's like, as a rookie, he's our best special teams player. He says, I'm getting rid of him. I'm getting rid of him. You know, he's got to go. We got to be more disciplined than that. I just said, Coach, please, I'm begging you. Give him one more chance. So he goes, one more chance. He goes, but if he goes, you're going with him. So I call Ike and I said, Ike, dude, listen, man, it's you and me now. It's you and me now. I can't be headbutting anybody anymore.
Yep.
And you know what? The rest is history, Ike. You had an unbelievable career, man, and proud of you.
Hey, it is, man. I was going to tell that story. That's the story that I was going to tell. I didn't know if you remembered that or not, but I'm like, I remember my rookie year. I'd done some bonehead stuff out there on the field and getting penalties, trying to be too aggressive. And I remember you calling me in that Monday, and you were like, listen, man, you could play in this league for 10 years with your ability and your talent, but they are ready to get rid of you right now. we can't have any more of these penalties out there on the field, man. They ready to get rid of you and me. And I told them that they would have to get rid of me if they got rid of you. So, but that resonated with me, man, so much so that I held on to that really throughout my entire career. You listen, John, and I'm not saying this just because you're here on the air with us. You truly were the first one that believed in me when I was 17 years old. You were the first one to offer me a scholarship. I felt bad. not committing to UC and staying committed. But like you said, God has a mysterious way of things working out, and you came along, and then you were my coach at the right time, and that helped me have a career here, man. And so I thank you. I've always been appreciative and grateful for what you meant to me as a coach, so thank you.
Thank you, Ike. Feeling is mutual, man. And, you know, I love you. I love you very much.
Man, be well. You and the family, man. Take care. And like I said, good luck Sunday. But hopefully the Eagles pull out a win. If not, it'll be a bittersweet moment for some of us like me around here.
I understand. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.